We're up to today. We're learning. Today is Daf Lamed Vav. So we're going to start from Daf Lamed Hamed Beis. We're going to start from the words Amar Abaye. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines from the bottom. 9 lines. Connected to Tisha Yachileda. And the first part of the Gemara is very hard, and then it gets very easy. So just because it's hard in the beginning, don't be frightened. Amar Abaye says, Hashadu Yamarta in Ritzicha Dechas Shabbos. The previous Gemara's maskana was that Ritzicha is not a Shabbos, and it was Bezdin. Bezin cannot kill a person on Shabbos. Chayv person chayv misa, misa bezin. They don't deny goyimer the din to me. Chayv a person misa because misa bezin is not doich a Shabbos. So the Gemara says over here.
You said two things now. You said the gemara din.
So the Gemara says you're not even allowed to start the din on Friday, because if you start it on Friday, you're gonna have to be goyimer on Shabbos, right. And it might come out lemaskan on Shabbos chayv misa. But you can't kill a person on Shabbos. Memela, you can't even begin the din on Friday because of the chashash. You'll be goymer on Shabbos.
But is there a problem? Isn't there a problem to have the din on Shabbos?
No.
No.
Technically,
wait till Sunday to do the gemara.
Then the gemara is the kasha. That was yesterday's daf. Right. So the gemara says because the dayyav are going to forget over Shabbos. The challenge is going to cause the mind to forget all the svaras. The gemara says over Shabbos you're going to forget the deliberations. You have to be in it to win it. You cannot delay. You gotta be in it to win. If you're going to have a hefsek of Shabbos, you're gonna forget all of the deliberations. Amar Abaye Hashad the Amar. Now we see over here in Ritzichah Shabbos. We can't. The most masculine was that Ritzichah is not the Shabbos. Under no condition can you kill a person on Shabbos. Ritzichah involves Chil Shabbos, and it's not Doiche Shabbos. Oh. So now the Gemara wants to make a Kal V'chomer. The Kal V'chomers do not have to make sense. The Kal V'chomers work. This is very important. You something from the Meshech Chacham. The Meshech Chacham is the word that he said. The side is the Bible, but if I pause a little bit, it means because I'm in pain. I have on my tongue. My tongue is cut. I have over here some very severe cuts in my tongue, and I have a lot of pain. So if I pause, it's because I'm in pain, not because I have anything against you. Okay? It's because I'm suffering.
You're in pain?
I'm in pain. Okay.
Foolish
thing. Halavai. I'll say for other things, but... The Gemara here is as follows. The Gemara says that you serve the Meshech Chachma. You have to know this because it's so unique for this Gemara here. There are two types of Kal V'chomer in Shas. There's Kal V'chomer, Adam Don Me'atzmai. A person can be Kal V'chomer. It's pure logic. Pure logic. And then there's a Kal V'chomer that's one of the Yud, the Gil Midrash, the Torah, and the Dreshes. We make a Gzer Shav. It doesn't make any sense. You make a Gzer Shav. It's a word here, a word here. It's hocus pocus. Word here, whether you put two together, bang, you have a combination, you go, you make a drasha. It doesn't make any sense. It's pure halacha l'moshe misinai. One of the yod gimel midrash ha'atar nidreshes is called the kal v'chomer. This is not the kal v'chomer that the Gemara says, Adam don me'atzmai. This is a kal v'chomer that's pure logic. Like Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Avia yoreki rach b'fanelcha halos tikolim shivas yamim. If a father would spit on her for wouldn't she be embarrassed to walk in the street for 7 days? Kol shchel shchina, 14 days. That's a kal v'chomer adam don me'atzmai. Then there's a kal v'chomer that works with the building blocks, which does not have to make any sense. Okay, we need to know that in order to understand this Gemara. Otherwise, the Gemara does not even begin. Okay, now here's the word. What we have said? We have over here two halachas. We have over here Shabbos. Shabbos is kal. Shabbos is weak. Why is Shabbos weak? Because Shabbos allows itself to be overridden for karbonos. Can you bring karbon on Shabbos? Can you bring karbon tamid shel shachar on Shabbos? Yes. Can you bring the karbon musaf, the musaf from the mitzvah Shabbos? Yes. So Shabbos is a very nice guy. Shabbos says, Shabbos, you can do what you want. You can be mechal Shabbos, you know, for the karbon. It's kal. Shabbos is very, it's very lightweight. Kal yachal. Yet, when it comes to Ritzicha, when Bezin says, okay, Shabbos, you're so accommodating, you allow us to bring Kabbonis, please accommodate us and allow us to eliminate this human being for his terrible sins. So Shabbos says, no, sorry, I'm not going to laugh at you. So now, but Shabbos yet is calm. The remote proof is that Shabbos allows itself to be overridden for Kabbonis. So here the Mor says, we should, by extension, we should say the following: we should say a new yisoid that if a person is standing on the mizbeach and bringing a carbon, he escaped from the bezin. Bezin paskin zichaymis, and he escaped. And he's on the mizbeach and he's bringing a carbon. So bezin should say, "Listen, don't disturb him. Let him finish. let him finish doing the zrika, let him finish doing the haktara simulin, and when he comes off the mizbech, then we'll chop him and we'll kill him. We're not going to send up someone to the mizbech to pull him off the mizbech. We'll let the avoider proceed. We will allow the avoider to continue, and we're not going to suspend the avoider because we want to kill this person. And what's the lamnus? The Gemara explains, mikal v'chomer. From a kalvachomer, from the yud gimel midrash of Torah Nidrash. That's what I mean. Uma Shabbos is weak. Shabbos be'etzem is kal. Why is the Shabbos kal? Shenitches mibnei havoida. It allows itself to be suspended mibnei havoida. Yet Shabbos hakpada ein mutzicha doich oisa. Shabbos is not allowed for misas bezin. Avoida she doich es a Shabbos. In contrast, avoida is very strong. Avoida is a very tough customer because avoida has the power to override Shabbos. So avoida is so strong, it's such a powerful thing that it's more powerful than Shabbos, it overpowers Shabbos. Kol shekein, avoida will not allow itself to be pushed away for its sicha. And does the Kalachon believe making sense logically? No, it doesn't have to make sense logically, it's just a matter of building blocks. So this is kal and has a chumrah, so this which is more chumrah should surely have a chumrah. What does A and B have to do with each other? It's apples and oranges.
It doesn't have to do anything.
It doesn't have to, because this is the malchus of the Yugim Midush Shaitan Dreshes in Mesoira. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. So Mela avoida shidoichas Shabbos and Adin shalitei deritzach adichasa. Oh, so it's kvaldet. So then from the mercy of the mercy coming with the mass of the son of a person is a koyin is chayiv misa, and he is standing on the mizbech and is doing avoida. The kohanim will not remove him; they will let him conclude the avoida. He can stay there in the mizbech as long as he wants, and no one's going to touch him until he comes down. The Gemara says can't be, because it says in the pasuk, "Fereshvech me'im mizbechi tikochen olamos." Take the guy off the mizbech and kill him. Take the guy off the mizbech and execute him. What do you do with that pasuk? What's that kasha? That pasuk that says you pluck a guy off the mizbech and you bring him to court and you kill him is discussing when he's bringing a carbon yochid. So if he's bringing a carbon tzibur, let him stay. But when he's bringing a carbon yochid, a private, how? Why? Because the carbon does the kal v'chomer. Does that apply to carbon yochid? What's the whole reason why we want to allow? We don't want to kill him because Shabbos is kal. It allows itself to push the side for karbonos. Shabbos only allows itself to push the side for a carbon tzibur.
This guy wouldn't even be doing bring a carbon yachid on Shabbos.
Exactly. The whole kalachem doesn't make any sense when it comes to carbon yachid. The whole kalachem is only applies when bringing a carbon tzibur.
It has to be this.
And for the Gemara, ahi yahu le carbon yachid deloy. That's for carbon yachid deloy dachi Shabbos. And in Chami, that pasuk will be applied very limited to carbon yachid. The Gemara says no, it's not true. I'm now going to make a second kal v'chomer to show you that even a carbon yochid, we allow the person to continue to do the avodah
during the week.
During the week, even during the week, anytime, everything. The Gemara's previous kal v'chomer was during the week as well. The Gemara's previous kal v'chomer that says that avodah is not derechamitz going during the week as well. It's a Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon. The guy is bringing carbon tzibur. He's bringing carbon tam shal shachar, tam shal nevam, whatever he's doing, and he's chayiv misa. So do we let him do the avodah? Do we take him off the mizbeach? So the Gemara made a kal v'chomer. No, let him stay on the mizbeach and finish the avodah. When he finishes the avodah, then we'll kill him. Don't interrupt. Why? Kal v'chomer. If Shabbos is kal, has a chumrah, we don't interrupt. We don't kill a person. We don't kill a person, even though Shabbos is kal. Yet Shabbos has a chumrah. We don't kill on Shabbos. Avoida, which is chamor, it's more chamor than Shabbos, because on Greens over Shabbos, so certainly if a person on a Sunday morning, Monday morning, is doing avoida, certainly we're not going to interrupt the avoida to take him and kill him. Oh, but it says the pasuk me'in mizbechi tikochen ulamus, that applies to a carbon yachid, because by a carbon yachid, the kal v'chomer doesn't apply. Whole kal v'chomer came from Shabbos. Shabbos, the kal v'chomer of Shabbos, kal v'chomer of Shabbos. The kal v'chomer of Shabbos, what? Is Shabbos is kal, it allows itself to be violated. Shabbos does not allow itself to be violated when it comes to a carbon yachid. So the kal v'chomer does not apply. So that's where we're going to apply the pasuk. No, I have a second kal v'chomer. Amar Rava. Rava says, loy tehei, no. Loy tehei ritzicha doicha carbon yachid. Ritzicha, if you have a person who's on the mizbeach on a Sunday morning, bring a carbon oila, carbon shlamim, a private carbon, and this person is an escapee. He escapes. he escapes, we should not touch him. Let him do the avoda. Why? Even the kalachayim, here's the new kalachayim. Look at Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, does Yom Tov allow itself to be violated for korbanos? Are you allowed to bring a carbon yachid, on Yom Tov? Yes. Machlokes. Wow, you know, very good. Machlokes. But let's assume now for the moment, yes. You're allowed to. Person who wants to bring on Yom Tov a carbon oila, a carbon shlamim, you're allowed to. Xeris akask oila sriya, or shlamim, even though parts of the animal go bird and misbeach or nurim, you're allowed to. Let's assume now. So let's ask the question. So we have a conflict. Bring a carbon involves chilul Yom Tov. And it's a carbon. No, besides the nefesh, there are parts of the meat thing which are burnt. The fats are burnt. That's not part of the nefesh. So there's definitely chilul Yom Tov taking place when you bring a carbon shlam, you bring a carbon, bring oil for sure. You're not even eating it. It's not echol nefesh. So you have a conflict. On the one hand, you want to do avoda. On the other hand, it's Yom Tov. So which one wins? Who has more power? Which one flexes its muscles more? Yom Tov or a carbon yachid? What's the answer? The carbon yachid wins. Shabbos says, you know what?
Yom Tov
says, I stand down. You want to bring the carbon? You can do what you want. So what do we learn from this? We learn that when you have a conflict between Shabbos and a carbon yachid, who is more powerful? Carbon yachid. Who's weak? The carbon Shabbos Yom Tov is weak. Now we see. We didn't get there yet. We did not get there. Let's get one thing at a time. Let's get the Kalav Chaim, the building blocks. The building block game. It's like these children have the building block games. Now over here, two different concepts: Yom Tov and carbon yachid. Which one of these two is weak, and which one is strong? Yom Tov is weak, and carbon yachid is strong. Carbon yachid wins. Now, if Yom Tov is weak, it's a weakling. Even though it's a weakling, it does have one strength. And that is, Yom Tov says, you want to kill this guy in court? Guy is chayav misa. You want to kill him on Yom Tov? My Yom Tov? No. I'm not allowing that. That's the previous kalah. That's no difference. So look what's going on over here. We have Yom Tov, who is inherently weak. How do I know it's weak? Because it allows itself to be pushed over. It allows itself to be pushed away. Yet even though it is inherently weak, it has a strength. What is the strength? It will not tolerate Beis Din killing a person on Yom Tov. So now carbon yachid, which is the powerful guy, it's very powerful because it overrides Yom Tov, carbon yachid, al achas kama v'kama will get the other chum, the chumrosh of Yom Tov. It will not allow someone to kill the person when it's doing the avoda. A carbon yachid. It's exactly the same kalachom we had before, but just pulling it to Yom Tov. So ma Yom Tov she, top of the page. Ma Yom Tov she nidcha. It's weak. Ribnei carbon yachid, it's weak because it allows itself to be violated, yet has a chumrah. The chumra is that if a person is bringing carbon yachid, Yom Tov will not allow. Ein ritzicha doichosa. Yom Tov will not allow Beis Din to kill a person. Carbon yachid shehu doiches Yom Tov, which is strong. Ein oidin, it will get the chumra shaloi tehe ritzicha doichosa. Al achas kama kama. When you're doing the avoida, the avoida will not allow Beis Din to come and take the person away and kill the person while the avoida is being done. Okay, so isn't that beautiful? So if it comes out now that we have over here a kal v'chomer for Shabbos, for a carbon tzibur, and a kal v'chomer for a carbon yachid. So basically, now we have no hechatim. So now, where we are going to apply the pasuk me'im mizbechit kachem lamos, that's gonna be a problem, because the pasuk does say me'im mizbechit kachem lamos. Even carbon yachid not. And the full gemara winds down the Gemara. The Gemara just wants to point out exactly what you mentioned before, that this whole second Kal Vachomer is only a good Kal Vachomer according to Mandema, that says Einachanami Yom Tov is weak. Yom Tov allows itself to be overridden for a carbon yachid. Not everyone agrees to that. There is an opinion that says that on Yom Tov you're not allowed to bring a carbon yachid. Oh, so now the whole Kal Vachomer has been schlugged up,
and then you can
apply the pasuk to apply to a carbon yachid. Michael, that's the kash we start with. So the Gemara says, here's my answer. I have two answers. Two very simple answers. It cannot be that the Pasuk says that we, according to this double Kal V'Chomer of Shabbos and Yom Tov, we have now absolutely no application for the Pasuk, now here's the rule. If you have no application for that Pasuk, it must be you're both wrong. It must be that the Pasuk is coming gufa to tell you, is coming to reject the Kal V'Chomer, because there must be an application. And once it's going to be application of the case of a Kabin Yachid, it's going to apply even to the case of a Kabin Tzibur as well. Elamarava, lo mi baya, it goes without saying, Laman the Yaman, the Yaman, the Vos, Craven, the Yamtim, can be brought in Yamtim, if the Holo, Miskai, Mi, Mizri, Klok, because then it comes out that we have absolute obligation. I have an obligation, therefore we have to reject the Kal V'Chomer, and we have to say that when it says in the Pasuk, Mi, Mizri, the Pasuk is telling you that you can take the guy off the Mizveach, if the person is Chayiv Nisa, he escaped the Bezdin, and he's now on the Mizbeach of bringing Korbanos. We take him off the Mizbeach right in the middle of the Avodah to kill him. There is no, because the Pasuk says, Me'im Mizbechi, Tikochenu Lamos, and according to both of the Kal V'Chomers, we have now no application of this Pasuk. We have no choice but to take the plot to reject Kal V'Chomer through and through, and to allow us to kill the person who is doing the Avodah on the Mizbeach. Are you with me?
Yeah.
But Ella, the Gemara, what about according to the Mandama that says that you're not allowed to bring a carbon on Yom Tov?
That's good.
So then we have an application. So therefore the Gemara is saying we should be happy. When it comes to a carbon sibur, we will be very happy. When it comes to a carbon sibur, we have a Kal V'Chomer. So the Kohen is to bring a carbon Tomei Shel Shachar, or Tomei Shel Ben Harbayim, or for that matter, any carbon sibur, L'Chayra, we have a Kal V'Chomer, we should say that we should allow the person to continue to do the Avodah, and we should not kill the person.
Oh, my.
Two persons. Come and enjoy.
What?
Coming to join?
No, I actually thought that he was lounging around and I was going to ask him if he wanted a scotch and soda, but then when I got closer, I realized he was sitting like this for a reason.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
Arafu Shalema.
Thank you.
Good. You have Havamina. Havamina.
Did he was feeling?
What?
Is that you really said the
mission? No. You became like me. You became, yeah. You become like me. You see that? You're turning into me. See what I've done to you?
Yep. Come on, fight that.
Ella, afilu man diyamar, nidodim nidavos ein kreven v'yam. But according to my note, it says it's not kreven v'yam. If Haksiv, it says, so if we have an application, if we should be happy. It should come out, lamaskana, at this point in time, it should come out, lamaskana, that we have an application, that we're going to apply me mizri for carbon yochid. But if a carbon tzibur is being offered by a kohen who is chayiv misa, we should allow him to proceed and not kill him based upon the Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara says, even you are wrong. Why? Because look at the word of the Pasuk. If it would say, Mi'im ha-mizbeach, then you're right. But it does not say in the Pasuk, Mi'im ha-mizbeach, tikachim lam, it says, Mi'im mizbechi ma-mizbeach. For mizbechi is remind us of karboni lachmi. Karboni lachmi is a carbon tzibur. And the Pasuk is telling us that even when the Kohen is doing a carbon tzibur, we have to remove him from the Mizbeach. So it's coming to reject this as well. Ella, k'sev mi'im mizbechi ha-miyuchid li u'maniu tamid. And even this case where it's a carbon tzibur v'marachmona mi'im mizbechi t'yuchin lamus, we have to think about the Mizbeach. Okay, so that's where it's maskana. So the nice Shul Gemara. The Gemara here goes to Shakla v'tarya to suggest that there should be a hechatimsa where a koyein is chayiv misa because he did an avodah, he's chayiv misa and he ran away and he's bringing a carbon and he's on the mizbeach and he's doing the zrika. We should say, listen, he's Isaac in the avodah. No, let him do what he's doing. Telling you, no, even in mamish, in the middle of the avodah, you got to take him off the mizbeach. By both, Morris Maskan is by both, whether it's a carbon sibur, whether it's a carbon yachad. My nafkin halacha lemaisa, my nafkamina is mamshay halacha lemaisa. You have a guy who's guilty of a crime, of a crime, and the Bezdin comes to get him, and he's in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. The Karbonus is the Tefillah of Isman Zev, Shalma Fodim Sefaseinu. So you would say, let him finish the Shemona Esrei. Right? Let him finish the Shemona Esrei. Or let's say, he's davening for the Tzibur, he's the Shliach Tzibur. He's the Shliach Tzibur. He's davening for Shemona Esrei. He's in the middle of Milch Hazor Shashatz. Ata Choyni L'Odom Das. So you would say, let him finish the Chazor Shashatz, and then we'll haul him away into the jail. You pull nothing the guy down from the bima, from the omer. Would you believe that? The imam shechat in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, you pull him away. That's what it says. No, is that what it says in the Gemara? Am I making this up?
Nope.
Vait, new Gemara. Now the Gemara. Now we finished the hard part. Right. Now it's smooth sailing. Okay, next one. The Gemara here says new Gemara dinim amoinois hatuma at hatuma is hataras. Okay, so you have to, how many people do you need for these halachas? If you need three people. The mission says you have to have three. No, Tumas had three people, it says. What does it say in the Mishnah? Let's go back to the videotape. Watch it in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah goes back to Wardaf is the Mishnah. Wow, so many pages. You turn 10 pages.
Unbelievable.
You get to turn the pages. Okay, so the Mishnah over here says, it's on Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph. It's the second wide line. Hatumas Sataharis, Maschilin Minagod, not a number. Right, there are three people.
Three.
And where do you start Minagodol? You start Minagodol, you ask the Godol, you ask the one who's the senior Dayan to tell us what he thinks about it for Tamei Tahar. Because in the Farshais, Maschilin Minatzad. Okay, then you start from the youngest one. The tzad means the junior member of the court. The junior member of the court, he's the one who we ask gets the first opinion. Now back to the Mishnah, says, a maisa shahaya, murdik maisa. Rav says, Rav lived for 300 years. Because Rav was the one that's he this week the last Per Shabbos, he wrote some of the Hashem Aginu Shetachadishim Zachadishim Zol Teruacha V'Sitin Lahanu Chayim Aruchim. Who is the one that wrote that Nusach Chayim Aruchim?
Rav.
Rav.
Right, Tfilas Rav.
Rav. Mischus Tfilas Rav. Rav wrote the Nusach that starts with Chayim Aruchim. Because Rav wrote that Nusach Chaim Aruch for Gans Klal Yisrael, it's only Roy that he should live a long life.
Okay.
And indeed, we have a Mesorah that he lived past 300 years.
Beautiful.
So every time you read that Nusach on Rosh Chodesh, remember, Rav wrote that Nusach and he lived 300 years.
Beautiful.
So if you say this with Kavana, you also can live 300 years.
Me too.
So Rav, Amar Rav, Ano Havai B'Minyona D'Bei Rebbe, I was in the Bezdin of Rebbe.
Yeah.
And they asked the Shiloh, what do you think, Tami Atar? Uminai didi havi maschil b'resha, and they asked me first, what's my opinion?
Uh-huh.
Now, when Rav was in the Bezdin of Rebbe, Rav was a junior member.
Obviously.
He was a junior member, so it was a steward to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, you ask the Godol, respect. He asked the Godol, so it was a steward to the Mishnah. The Maisa Shahoy is a Maisa Listar. It's a Maisa Listar. Of Hanan Maslim and Agodol Tanan, and for the Gemara, that's not an absolute rule. Bezdin has discretion. If they want to be humble, they can let you can say your opinion first. They have discretion. The Bezdin can Stamazoy the Gadol starts first. But if the Bezdin wants, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was humble. So he allowed the junior member to, don't worry about the Gemara. Arye Shag Milo Yiro, don't worry about it. Elul, there's nothing to worry about an Elul. Elul is smooth sailing, he's smiling, from Cholent.
Alt is good. I like him, and didn't do any affairs till you.
Oh, exactly.
That's why
he already says, yeah.
He's trying to outdo you.
Yeah, he already says.
No, what's going on?
He knows him very well, he knows. He's laughing his head off inside there. Vulos. What a name, huh? He gets the prize tonight. Shani Mion de Reb de Rebbe, the Kula Mion de Benatzad, Havi Masil, when it came to the Bezdin of Rebbe, they were very unique. They all started in Atzad. And look at Rashi explains Benatzad. they were all humble with the Rashi on the side.
Anova
Yisera Shachaisavol, good for Elo. Elo Anova Yisera.
That's what you need.
Thank you very much. Thank you for reminding me.
The question is misplaced. It's misplaced.
It's misplaced. Anova. You're not so great.
Don't be so humble.
You're not so great. You know, said that his wife said that. See that? You see, we're very liberal here. We put women here in the shir.
Right.
See that? Vaida. Aviyama Rabba, Bred Ravi, Tim Rav Hillel, Bred Vulos. What a name. Vulos. Mimos Moshe, and Rebbe. From Moshe, and Rebbe,
Lemon Sidu Tara, Gudu, the Bagnachad.
A person who's both of Rashi, what does it mean, Rashi? Look at the Bagnachad. Toyrasan, Gudulasan, Shalisho, but Odom Echad, the Toyrin of Klal Yisrael. It's not private wealth. It's a very important Rashi to title what this means. It's a very misunderstood concept. They say, they throw around the words, say, Torah Gdula. Look at the words of Rashi. Torah son u Gdula son shel Yisrael. Not, Torah Gdula, this guy is a multimillionaire and he's a Talmud Chacham. Big deal. That's not what it says here. We're talking about he's the representative of Klal Yisrael. Torah son u Gdula son shel Yisrael. You hear this, Rashi?
We heard it.
Don't forget. But the Mecha, she'ain kamoisa b'chol Yisrael b'toyra uvigdula k'gon Moshe shay gadol al kol Yisrael b'malchus uvitoyra v'chein Rebbe Rabbeinu Hakadosh b'nesius, he was the Nasi uvitoyra and in Torah. Fine. And very much really v'lo, he was taken known and both together. What about Hava Yehoshua? He had both. So therefore, from Moshe until Rebbe had Yehoshua, the Gemara says, no, he wasn't the only one, it was someone else. Have Elazar, the Skan Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol, Elazar was the Kohen Gadol, at the time of Yehoshua, and the Kohen Gadol, Elazar, was equal to Yehoshua. Vaha have Pinchas, that's Mash, but Aaron was not. Isn't that a Pella? That Elazar was equal to Yehoshua, but when it came to the previous generation of Moshe and Aaron was not. It was only Moshe. After the death of Yehoshua, after the death of Elazar, after Yehoshua and Elazar, Yeshua died, and Elazar was Pinchas, he was great in both things. The Gemara says, no, it's not so. He was not unique. There were others. Have Zekanim. The Gemara says, no, in his time was Shmuel Hanavi. Have Shmuel. But Shmuel died, a young man, 52 years old. So the more now says Na Yisrael.
Well, what do we see in Torah Gedula with Malkim Echad that it has to be on that one singular?
The Gemara is thinking of Mitzias. There was never in the history of Klal Yisrael there was a Mitzias with one person that both had both.
Both the pinnacle.
Melech
of both.
Malchus. It says Malchus and was the Gadol HaDor in Torah. Gadol HaDor in Torah. Tzedinim. Not in personal money. Malchus doesn't mean money. It means power. Power and Torah. So what about Shmuel? The Gemara says, Kula Shene Karmin. The Gemara says, Na Yisrael.
So if Shmuel died,
it wasn't his whole life. When we say about Torah Gedula Malkim Echad, it means the person was Torah Gedula his entire life, not just for a couple of years. So in Echanami, Shmuel died, and Shaul lived on. He lived on for a short period of time after Shmuel died, but since most of his life, he was not alone, he was not unique. There was someone else that was equal in stature. That's the Gemara's new Yisoid. Moshe from day one until the end, Moshe was both. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh from day one to the end was both. There was no competition. But these people, there was competition for at least part of their life. Okay? So you gotta knock off the competition early. David, what about David? He was one of a kind. The Gemara says, no, he wasn't. Ira Hayu Iri was who? David's Rebbe, I think, right? It was one of David's Rebbe. He was David's Rebbe. He was equal to David, turning Gula. Frak the Gemara, but David outlived Ira Hayoiri for Noch Nafshe, and for the Gemara the same answer, Kula Shene Karminan. Frak the Gemara, what about Shlomo HaMelech? Have Shlomo, the most appellative thing. Have Shimi Ben Gera, who David, who cursed, right? Didn't he curse him? Who Kilalani Kilalim Letzes? And Meli had him executed. So he was equal, half of the fellow, Have Shimi Ben Gera. The Gemara says, no, Hokal, he was killed. Kulo Shnei Karmin, the same answer means the entire life. Effective of Havi Chizkia, the Gemara says, Havi Shevna. That was assuming that that's a long ago. The Suya Shevna. Shevna was an equal. In fact, he had more, he had 13,000. Chizkia only had 11,000. Chizkia had 11,000 students. Shevna had 13,000 students.
No zero there?
No, 13. Only 13,000 students. And he wanted to defect. He wanted, and that was what Yeshaya said, don't listen to this person, Shevna, even though he's very charismatic, very popular, he has more students than you, but he's a conspirator, he's a Kesher Rishayim. He was a Mesuchenes, he enjoyed the good things in life, he wanted pleasure. So that's why he was no good. Vaha Iktil, he was killed. Same answer the Gemara gives, Kula Shene Kamina means the entire lifetime. Vaha Havi Ezra, Nabai Yesheni, no, Hava Nechemia, Ezra Nechemia, who's Nikola Nechemia, Ben Menechakalia. Okay, new Gemara. I also say another insight. Let's go to the next generation. From time of Rebbe, Rav Ashi, until the Chasimas HaTalmud. The Chasimas HaTalmud was known in Talmud Mechad. Of Allah, have Huna Bar Nosan. Oh, okay, another person, Huna Bar Nosan. Then the Gemara says, no, Huna Bar Nosan, Mikov have Kayif Leil Rav Ashi. No, he was subordinate to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was superior to Rav Huna Bar Nosan. Okay, now Gemara. Dine Nefasha is Masila Minatzar. When it comes to Nefasha, you start from the low, you start from the most the junior member of court. Menohani Mili Amravadabar Amravadabar Hava Makro Lo San Al Rif. You may not testify on a quarrel. Lo San Al Rif. Okay, the whole Pasuk in its entirety on Sardu Gemara says, Lo Siachri Rabim Leros, Lo San Al Rif, Lintois Achri, you may not testify, Lintois Achri Rabim Lahadas. Okay, so I don't even know what the pasuk refers to, but the Gemara is being a drasha, and for the moment to go by to the Gemara is a drasha, it means losan al raf, do not testify against the, do not argue against your superior. Riv means a quarrel, literally riv when there's a chirik, but being that the pasuk does not have a yud between the resh and the base, so we darshan it raf, do not argue with the raf, the raf, the god with the rashi, the kaf of the rashi. That's Torah. Right. Lesan al Rif, Lesan al Raf. Lesan al Raf. Rabba bar Avchana Omar of Yochanan Yochanan the Apostle. We have a double Lanosh. He says, whose people, Chigu Ish Escharbo, take out your sword. Vayachu Ish Escharbo, take out their sword. Vayachu Gam David Escharbo. Now, what is the Pasuk of Yemi? Go to war. Going to war. The Rabbah makes it Murdik Drasha. When it says over here, sword, the sword is the Melchamta Shal Torah.
Correct.
And they were going to pass in the halacha. They were coming to pass the halacha. They were going to the halacha. The halacha over here was what? What was the halacha coming to pass in? It says over here in Rashi.
Novel chay misa.
Novel hakar. Novel like a hakar. Novel. Zerah malchus. He went and he said to David. He went. He cursed David. So who saved him from killing Novel? Avigail. Avigail was the wife of Novel. Avigal said to David, David, your tivoy has not yet gone out in the world. Even though it's takatru, you're melech, but people don't recognize you as melech. Therefore, if you're going to kill Novel now, it's going to be a stain in your malchus. But David first went and took out his people to go kill him. This means they have a din Torah of his chayim. So therefore, what is over here? They first, it says the other people, they took out their sword to Paschim. Then David came in to Paschim. So therefore, David, the junior members, they go first. Nagamar. Amarav, shayna adam l'talmid v'donimai b'dinin nefash. A person has a talmid. He can tell the talmid, "I'm the rebbe of the talmid," and the talmid and the rebbe says, "Let me teach you the halacha." This guy, they have a din Torah. Witnesses come, so the talmid you know from nothing. So the rebbe says to the talmidim, "Listen, you know this is the guy. This is the shayla. These are the stadim. There's a shach and there's a tas. There's a magen avram, and there's a whatever and." These are the two svaras, and I think the shach is, we're going to pass like the shach. My student, what do you think? So the student says, okay, if the rebbe says the shach, then we go with the shach. Good. That count as two votes. Unbelievable. Shoyne adam l'talmidai, v'don imay b'dinin nefashos, and the student can be counted as a second judge. So the rebbe is teaching the student what the halacha is, and the rebbe counts as one vote, and the student is a vote number two, and they combine to the 23 judges. Frag the Gemara, Meisve, Hatahorus, 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 Ha'avu, Benai, father and son, Harav, the Talmidai, Moinam Shnayim. Dinei Moinais. Now, why? Because Tum and Tahara Me'ikar Hadin, you only need one. You only need one Me'ikar Hadin. This, we have three Zechurma. So, in the middle, in this case, you can be Me'ikar. Because you only really need one Me'ikar Hadin. But when it comes in Moinais, Dinei Nefashais, Dinei Makais, Kedesh HaChodesh, Dibur HaShonah, Abu Benoy, Rabbi Tamida, Inu Moinam Le'echot. Why? Because when you need Me'ikar Hadin, 23 judges, then you can't go count the father and the son, or Rebbe and the Talmud, because he's not independent. I don't crave him. It's not, no, crave is mutter. I mean, crave is right, maybe crave is right, but folks, our focus here is Rabbi Talmud. But I'm telling you, because when the Talmud is being taught by the Rebbe, so that's not fair. So the Marius is a murdic answer. The answer is Ki Kana Rav Goin Rav Kahana Rav Asi. Here is Musa the Gemara. The Lig Morei de Rav Havit Tzrichi, Vilisvare de Rav Loi Havit Tzrichi. When you're talking about a student, after we have time to Gemara, there was no article Gemaras. There were no Gemaras. So people didn't know the facts. So you need the Rebbe to tell you what it says in the Mishnah, what it says in the Braisa. But once you tell the student what it says, when it comes to logic, to a svara, the student says to the Rebbe, thank you very much. You spoon-fed me the words of the Mishnah. I can think for myself. I'll decide for myself. So we're not talking about a Rebbe-Talmud relationship where the Rebbe has to teach the Talmud logic. The Talmud is advanced to a level the Talmud knows it. And all we need the Rebbe for is that the Rebbe has to give him the Gemara. They didn't print this Gemara. They teach him what it says, transmit the word. So in that type of situation, we can count the student as an independent member of the court. Even though the student only knows the information from the Rebbe, the student is only relying on the Rebbe for the information. He's not relying upon the Rebbe for the logic. The logic, the student can decide for himself. So the Mela, we can count him as a separate student. The words of the Gemara are, the Ligmurei Derav HaVetzrich, they need the Rebbe for the Gemara, for the tradition as to what it says in the Talmud. But V'lesvarei Derav, the logic of the Rav, HaVetzrich, we don't need you, Rebbe. That's mamish this generation. Today, Talmidim say, Rebbe, we need a Rebbe to go to a shir. We need a shir today, come on. We're big boys here. We don't need to go to a shir. Who do you go? We can learn ourselves. We're independent people. Okay? Everything's in the Gemara. Everything's a hafech, hafech, the cool above. I think. Amar Babo. Now you Gemara. Sorry, the Ram Yeshua. This is a previous mission. We learned before. There are 10 things. Between Dinei Mamonis and Nefashos, V'kula Ein Noegin B'Shar Nisko, there are 10 differences between the Mishnah and the Mishnah. That's not on base. Okay, 10 differences. And all of these things are going to apply to Ashar Nisko. Ashar Nisko, you can kill an animal with the same laws and regulations as Dinei Mamonis. It's an animal. It's not a human being. So you don't need all the Chumras. You don't need all the Chumras that we apply with Dinei Nefashos. Chutz, except me Eshem Shlaish, that you need. When it comes to 23, you have to have 23, but you don't, there's only not, that you have to have. But the other 9 things, like for example, you have to have 2 more saying guilty than saying innocent. No. An animal, even one more who holds guilty, is the animal's chayimisa. You don't have to hold the chumas. Fine. Now, Omar, how do you know this? Omar of Acha Bar Papa, Omar Krol, Sate, do not pervert Mishpat, Evyoincha. Of the poor man, Berivo. The more Darshan's Mishpat Evyon of a poor man, of a human being. A human being, Yatamata, Aval Atamata, Mishpat Shal Shanis, an animal, you can be Mata, I know it's even one witness. And this passage, this teaching is the halacha of the Surah of 2. 2 verse 1. When it comes to the Nefashos, you need to have 2. Lo Mata, do not tilt the judgment of death, 1. But only by a human being. But an animal, you can. You go plus your 1. So this is a binyan af. Just like with regard to this principle, an animal is going to be the same as dini mamonos. So when it comes to the other things, an animal will be like dini mamonos, not dini nefashos. Frag the gemara asar ha tishahahu. It's no longer 10. It's only ha tishahahu ha asar katani. Why are you saying there are 10? But they're only because since over here, the Mishnah, what does Rashi say? Asar dvarim, okay, invite in the Gemara. I'm sorry, Rashi explains. Ha tisha havu, v'hoda parkin. And we answer, as kaftin v'ho asar tenan. But what do you mean? Where's the Gash? 9. What do you mean you're 9? What kind of question is that? The Mishnah says there are 10. If the Mishnah says there are 10, there are 10. Forget about it. Don't confuse me with the facts. Don't confuse me with the facts. It says in the Mishnah there are 10 things. So you're telling me there are 9? I don't know what it says in the Mishnah. All I know is the Mishnah begins, there are 10. There are 10. Figure it out. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. This is like Mamash, the Gemara was way ahead of its time. And today it's a very common thing for politicians to say to people, don't confuse me with the facts. Right? So the Gemara basically saying exactly the same thing. Go in the Mishnah, learn the details of the Mishnah, there's only 9. But the Mishnah says there are 10. It gives you a number. Oh, Asar Kitani. The Gemara explained itself. Mishum the Einah called Kesherin. The Esher Shloisha Chad, the Gemara is the Kaz, the Gemara saying over here is that there are two of them really one. There are two that are really one. What do you mean the two that are really one? Because even though the Mishnah indeed enumerates 10, the Gemara's question is not everyone is kosher to serve as a Dayan, like a Mamzer. A Mamzer can't be a Dayan. Who else can be a Dayan? The Gemara is going to say, well, if a person doesn't have children. A person that does not have children cannot be Dayan. A person that is an Achzor, we know that he's a cool person, cannot be a Dayan. Different examples. So that halacha, and it says here, Esher Mushloisha, 23, the Gemara considers those to be in the category of one principle. Let's see Rashi gives kasha. When we answer, aspaktin. Why is a mamzer possible to serve as a judge? Because we need 23. So it's why can a mamzer be on the best thing? Because a mamzer doesn't count. If he doesn't count, so how many judges are there? 22. And the Mishnah says, how many judges do we need? 23. So by the fact, when you say there are 23, and you say a mamzer, it's repetitious. You're saying the same thing twice. The Hainu Sanhedrin, that's a Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin says, V'nasu itach, b'dem l'cha, miyuchasim k'mayitzcha. That's going back, why it's no good. So the Gemara says, Ha'ika, the Gemara says, Ha'ika, Ha'ika, Achriti, there's another, the Mishnah only listed 9, but there's a legacy, a Messiah. A Masara of other people. There's another one that's no good. The Tanya Moshim is an agent. Zokain Visaris Umi She'ein Leibanim. So basically, these three are the same.
Yes.
Okay, so the question over here is Abhidu Maisif Af Achazor, a cool person. So I don't really know Pshan the Gemara, because the one over here is saying is, you're right, the mission was 9. But guess what? There are only 4 more. So it's 13 then. So why does the Gemara say Kasha? It should be 13. Obviously, what the Gemara means to say is that these 4 more are really one category. A Zokain, a Saris, Umish and Leibanim lacks Rachanim. So really, even though it's true, there are 3 different situations, but the last Rachanim in Mela, even though there are 4, it's really considered to be 1, and that's going to be the missing number in the Mishnah. The Mishnah counts 9. The Mishnah enumerates 10. But in truth, there are only 9, because a mamzer is the same time as 23. So we're down from 23 to 22. So therefore two of the 10 is really 1. So we're down to 9. So how are we going to fill in the missing 1? Well, we have a list of 4 more. And those 4 more all are in the same category of people that do not have rachmanis. That's the every 10. Now, v'chilufayen, b'meisis, and it's just the app when it comes to a meisis u'mediach. A person that was last week's parasha, ki yisischa, avicha, imcha, ben, I don't know what the pasuk says there, I don't know what it says. You know what it says, I don't know what it says, I don't remember. So whatever it says there, it says.
You don't remember.
I don't remember nothing, you know, mamish, a blank. So whatever it says, so therefore, ki yisischa, so there you're allowed to add to the court people who are cruel, have no children, or zogin, saris, and achsa, because adarabba, the Torah says, l'sacham ov l'sachase. Eliminate the guilty person. Do what you can to have a cool bezin to eliminate the person. Okay, so the Eivish gave me matana today. I saw a murder gazach which mamish ties into the Gemara and ties into the Gemara mamish. Murder kasha. This is unbelievable. You can't forget this. Why did Yaakov Avinu reject Reuven when Reuven said, "I'm going to get Binyamin, and if I don't get Binyamin, I'll give you my children should die." So Reuven, so Yaakov says, they're only your children and my grandchildren. Well, what kind of crazy thing is this? And yeah, my grandchildren also. What kind of this nonsense? Get out of my face. And then when and when Yehuda said exactly the same thing, exactly, exactly the same thing as children, Yaakov Avinu listened. With Kasha, always bothered me with Kasha. Pasha Kasha. So the answer is, I saw today the answer in one of my books over here, is because Yehuda lost two children. Yehuda lost Erva Einar. Reuven did not lose children. Yehuda knows what it means to lose a child. So he said to his father, I'm going to guarantee Binyamin, otherwise my children should die. Yaakov says, you know what it means, Sarah, losing a child, I'm going to take you up on your offer. Reuven, what does he know? Big talker. I saw this in a sefer called Tavlin. I have it over here. No, not Torah Tavlin. This is a way out sefer. It's a way out sefer, but I got so much out of it. It's like, wow. Almost every bar is like, wow. Totally off the beaten path, this sefer, but it's unbelievable. Okay, so I saw this. Gevart? Tell the Gevart, right? Life experience. Chmon Ratzlan. Hakol, kishaladin, dinim, a mamzer can pass in a moment. Oh, we know this already. Kol, rodin, dinim, nefashos, rodin, dinim, minus. Anyone that can be damned in the first, of course we do this, but I'll be yesh, rodin, dinim, minus. Anyone, rodin, dinim, nefashos. Ravina, balasim, hai, vim, rodin, dinim, balasim, mamzer. So we have a repetitious and the Gemara, Chodulasui Ger, Chodulasui Mamzer. No, it's not repetitious. One is coming out by a Ger, and one is coming out by a Mamzer. Oh, why can't we learn that one from the other? It's Rifid. Iyashminim Ger, Durelov Bukahal. A Ger at least can marry into Klalis from Mila. It's good. Avul Mamzer, Emolah, he can't marry into Klalis. Iyashminon Mamzer, the Bamiti Kesher. At least the Mamzer came from Jewish Yichus. Avul Ger, the Bamiti Kesher, Emolah, it's Shech. That's what we need both different ways. There's no repetition. One is coming out by a Ger, one is coming out by a Mamzer. Zeya mentioned again, Mamzer. Weiter. Another word he says in that sefer is he brings down from Rabbi Shlomo Kalbach, a singer. He went on tours, and he said he would ask you, would he go on, or he go to college, and he'd figure out who's a Jew. He would say to a Hindu, "What are you? I'm a Hindu. What are you? I'm a Buddhist. What about you? I'm a Christian. I'm an atheist. I'm this and that." Everyone would say who they are. When he would see who Jew, he would say to Jew, "What are you? I'm a human being. I'm a human being. So he said, the Jew is afraid of his own shadow. Those are the mitzvahs of a Yid. The Yid is afraid of his own shadow. So he asked the Jew, who are you? I'm a person. Why don't you want to say you're a Jew? This Rechman al-Islam is a problem with all these words. He was a good man. So, you know, he had some issues. So what? We all have issues. The Ein HaKol or Shusa got that. They ain't actually watched things recording this. No one's there. No one's listening. Why can't a mamzer be done in the fashas? It says, just like a bezin is menukim, they have to be menukim mitzedek. They have to be perfect in righteousness. Tzedek tirdoif. Kach menukim cleanse mikolmof mani blemish. Yichus. What's the pasuk? Kulach yofer ayosi umum einbach. This pasuk discussing the bezin, you're all beautiful, there's no blemish among you. And the Gemara assumes this refers to a blemish in yichus, no mamzer. In fact, the Gemara, vidilmo amum mamish, maybe means the person missing a limb. He's missing an arm, a leg. And that's what it means. But Yichus doesn't make a difference. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that's another pasuk. I know that the Hisyatsu Sham Imach B'doy Melucha. In Echanan, we have another pasuk. That pasuk says another pasuk. In Echanan, you're right. We have another pasuk. It says there, B'doy Melach Rashi B'Sanhedrio Shechilik Lo Yistusim L'Shpot Yisra'am Den Kan Mishum Shechina. Okay, so there, Moshe was a Miyuchas. Maybe the only reason why you need the person in the Yuchas is because there the Shechina is coming to us. That's why you need to eat during the Lucha. But when it comes to today, there's no Shechina anymore anyway, so it doesn't make a difference.
Kim Nitzavah on the scale.
What? Okay, but it's not Shechina, it's not the Zalba Zach. There was Mamish by Yotzel. By Yotzel knew that Hashem brought upon real deal. Elam Rav Nachum by Yitzchak Amakro v'nasu itoch. Another pasuk. There's Shnei Pesuk. One pasuk says v'siatzvu imach. That was 71. Then it says v'nasu itoch. That's say, but residents say, but didn't this was a Yisrael. Yisrael, it says v'nasu 22. This there was no Shechina. This was a stam mishpat. Itoch b'doim lucha lehevin. You have to be chosin. Okay, so therefore we have nine Yisrael. Really, many pesukim. One pasuk was Kulchi Yaref Yosu Mum in Bach. That's not a raya. Then we had Visyatsu Shani Mach. Then the pasuk of Vinosu Itach. Three pesukim, each one sheds light on a different dimension in what it means to be a dayan. It's a very good drasha for smicha. Smicha, you make a dayan, a tayin, there are three dimin in dayan. Yofer Ayosu Mum in Bach. Visyatsu Imach. The nasu itach. We're the Shemba. Yisni chag esmich. We're going to say the chag esmich. Well, good. Good.
Excellent.
Next, Sanhedrin. Hoytzah kachatzi going to go. They start in a half a century. This mamish. Isn't this a half of fellow? This is today's daf. It's mamish.
Yep.
Dvarim nifloim. It's matana. And today was what? What was today? Today was the likui Hashemesh by the levana. And here we're learning about the levana. The ultimate Levana is the Bezdin, they sit like the moon, the crescent of the moon. Could there be a bigger Hashkocha Protestant than this in the Gantz Chalitz?
Nothing at all.
Half of what's going on over here. Mamash Matana. Sanhedrin Chayzer Kachatzi Gorin Agul, like a half of a Gorin of a threshing floor. Kidei Sheyu Royin Zezeh, and the Gemara is going to say, going to the Pasik, that's like the moon. Like the moon, so they should, like a crescent of the moon, they should see each other. There were two different scenographers that sat on the side. One writes all of the accusations, and one writes all of the defense. What would you want to be? Would you want to be one that records all the chayva or the tzad?
Defense.
Wow, you're a nice guy. Some people want to be a prosecutor. They want to write all the beza. Rav Hira says shleisha. There were three. Yeah, it's both. To be checked, to make, you know, what's the guarantee? It's like a code. You do this, you do this,
cross check.
You know, to make sure everything is good, fine, good. There are three rows of Talmidim sitting in front of the Bezdin. Everyone has a place. Everyone has to know where you stand. If you have Nusmicha, let's say, in other words, one of the members of the court steps down. So now you have to appoint. So who do you appoint? So there's no skipping steps. Some chamin show you appoint someone from the first row. You do not take someone from the back row. Echamin ashniya, bola. Now who fills in the seat? Who fills in the seat for the guy in the back row? Echamin ashniya, bola l'rishoyna. He steps up to the first row. Echamin ashlish, bola l'rishoyna. Everyone moves up one seat. You don't skip steps. Let's say, then there's one empty seat over in the back seat, and that one, and he goes and he sits in the third row. And does not sit in the same seat. Everyone moves over. He sits in the last row in the last seat. Everyone is covered in which row you're in, and even within which row you are, there's a covered in which row is in. This is mamish. Das Torah hevach midas balavayis in the Supreme Court. When the Chief Justice, who was it? Stepped down. So who did Bush appoint? He made a new Chief, new Justice, and the new Justice he made the Chief Justice. That's not nice. Scalia at that point was the next in line to be the Chief Justice. So you took someone who was a cotton junior member and you pushed them all the way to the very front. It's not
terrible.
Das Torah hevach midas balavayis. Thank you.